Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. A very warm welcome to you all here in the gardens of Cottingley and the residence of the British Deputy High Commissioner in South India. I'm Mike Nithavrianakis, the Deputy High Commissioner, and I have the proud privilege of delivering a short welcome address at the launch of the Indo-British Health Initiative. Firstly, thank you very much for accepting our invitation. It's wonderful to see such wide representation from across the healthcare and life sciences communities in Chennai. I'm also grateful to the many friends who have made the effort to be here this evening, including from the cities of Hyderabad, Coimbatore and Vellore. And thank you too to members of the media for coming. I hope everyone has a programme with very brief background about the Indo-British Health Initiative and a list of this evening's speakers. But if you don't, after my welcome address, I'll hand over to Dr. Prithvi Mohandas, who's the Founder Secretary of the Indo-British Health Initiative. Then we will hear from Professor Krishna Rao, who many of you will know is the innovator of endoscopic surgery and laser surgery in India. And finally, Mr. P. Murari, advisor to the President of FICCI. Prithvi will talk in more detail about the background to the Indo-British Health Initiative, or the IBHI, and our shared vision for what we hope it will achieve. But let me say a word about why the IBHI is important for the United Kingdom. In my 2 years in Chennai, I have been fortunate enough to see firsthand the number of highly successful local hospitals that are located in this part of India and met an amazing array of talented individuals. I think it's extraordinary to note how many of India's leading specialist and multi-specialty hospitals are based in Chennai or further afield in Tamil Nadu. Of course, the modest nature of people from this part of the world means they are rarely inclined to boast about this healthcare hub of international standing. But as a foreigner and a guest in your country, I'm very happy to do the boasting on your behalf. The growth in the private healthcare sector in India is running at something like 15% per annum, and the value of the market is projected to reach US $150 billion by 2017. The medical equipment and devices market will be at a level of $8 billion in about 3 years. And in the same period, 285 new medical colleges will come up, 60 medical and 225 nursing schools. It is worth noting that a large number of UK partnerships already exist here in Chennai and across South India. In specific areas like eye care and diabetes, much excellent collaborative work is already underway. And there is more happening on medical education and training tie-ups than ever before. Indeed, barely a week goes by without a healthcare event of some description in Chennai with UK involvement or participation. This is a very encouraging trend and one that is strongly supported by the British government and our diplomatic and trade and investment network. But my strong sense is that the UK could and should be doing even more. The British Prime Minister David Cameron has made clear his aim of developing a stronger, deeper and wider relationship with India. His visit to the country last year and the level of engagement since then is a clear statement of intent on the part of the British government that the ambition is to become India's partner of choice in a number of key areas. Healthcare is an obvious one, given the extensive people-to-people links and the culture and history that we share. That is based not on sentimental attachment, but foundations built on a modern and balanced partnership that mutually benefits both countries. The UK's strong culture of science and innovation and our successful research-led universities and joined-up approach between academia, research, innovation and industry can be a winning combination when it is aligned with India's enormous human capital, entrepreneurial approach, and delivery of high-volume healthcare at low cost. During a recent visit to the UK, Prithvi Mohandas and I spoke at several events attended by British medical equipment and devices companies and universities running medical or nursing colleges. It became clear to us that the potential for bringing these practitioners and firms to India was enormous, and the scope for assisting them was equally large. Hence the idea that the IBHI can underpin, support and advance existing linkages and create significant new ones with access to a large body of highly trained and motivated professionals, Indian and British, through membership of the IBHI. I'm very excited about the prospects for the IBHI to bring the two healthcare communities even closer together, and I look forward to giving it significant support to help it achieve its vision and objectives. I hope I can count on your input, advice, and contributions. Thank you very much. Now, before I call the next speaker up, I just wanted to tell you a little bit about how we came about with the logo of IBHI and where the colours are the British colours. Great. I was about to say the colours are the colours of the United Kingdom and the lettering is Sanskrit-style lettering, so we thought that typified very well the collaborative effort. Our next speaker is Dr. Prithvi Mohandas, founder and secretary of the IBHI and joint managing director of Meot Hospitals, and someone who I think typifies the Indo-British connections that will help drive forward the IBHI. Dr. Mohandas.